Morning, Simon. You well?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
You're probably relieved, as I would imagine everyone is associated with Charlie Rose, because you're already in the Lexus Melbourne Cup. So that must make everyone very happy down where you are at the moment. And did it almost make you change your mind about running today in the Geelong Cup?
Yeah, it did. We just tried to weigh up all the pros and cons, and it makes sense to run today. She's drawn really well. She gets the right track conditions. You know, she likes to be on top of the ground. And I think she's a winning chance in this race, obviously. Possibly the Melbourne Cup, she might not be quite a winning chance in a race like that. So, it makes sense to run today. And if we didn't run, we would have had to have found, a track somewhere to give her a really decent hit out on. And we just thought it just makes sense to run today. And, even if she does happen to win the race, then it probably shores her place up for the couple. It obviously does, and it'd probably go a long way to helping her get into the race next year possibly as well. So, we just thought it just made sense to run.
Well, she's come back magnificently this time in. And, of course, while you say it shores her in, there's also $240,000 first price sitting on the table for the horse that's $1.80 favourite today. Has she taken much improvement? Because you had been planning this campaign meticulously to get into the Melbourne Cup. So how much left is in the tank for improvement heading towards that first Tuesday in November?
Yeah, look, I thought, possibly she looked a touch dour in the Bart Cummings. I mean, it was a really good run. Grand Promenade just beat her for a turn of foot. He was, obviously clearly better horse on the day. And she just, she just lacked that little bit of a turn of foot at the top of the straight. But she was quite strong to the line, and sort of gives us encouragement that, she's on target for the 2 miles. And I think she'll run 2 miles. I'm pretty confident of that. I think the preparation's gone well, and I don't think a run 2 weeks out over 2400 is going to do her any harm going into a really solid, tough 2 mile race. I think, she's only had the 3 runs. They've all been very good, and I think this run should top her off.
It'd be nice to get a win too, to build the confidence, wouldn't it, heading into a Melbourne Cup, and she's drawn perfectly. On paper, it looks like there won't be any excuses today.
No, that's right. I think... there won't be. That's exactly right. She's drawn to get a really good run, and she gets the track conditions to suit. And, it looks like an achievable race. She's got good form lines going into this race, through Nonconformist and Delphi. I think it's a good even cup field. I think she'll have to be right on her game, to be winning it. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park at all. Got healthy respect for a few of them, Paddy's horse and... even Hustle of War, I think he's quite a talented horse. So, I think, everything's going to have to go right. But it looks like it, hopefully will from that good barrier. And she's pretty reliable. Like, she jumps well from the barriers and, she puts herself in good position. So, hopefully things will work out okay for her.
If she does run up to expectations today, heading towards the Melbourne Cup, what's your realistic thoughts? You're probably thinking she couldn't beat a horse like Incentivise after what he did in a Caulfield Cup, but where do you think she fits into a Melbourne Cup picture?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a couple of horses there. I mean, Incentivise looks like, he looks like he could be anything. That was, so impressive in the Caulfield Cup. Spanish Mission's obviously a very good horse, and Grand Promenade looked to have her measure. But I think outside of those three, it's an open race. And I realistically think she can run top five. I don't think we're just making up the numbers. Clearly she'd have to, she'd have to pull out an exceptional run to be, running top sort of three. But I just don't think... it's not beyond the realms of possibility that she's a genuine top five chance, I believe.
And she's got 51 on her back, so she's going to be getting a fair amount of weight from a horse like Incentivise and also Spanish Mission as well, which might close the gap. How excited are you 2 weeks out?
Oh, look, it is. I mean, it's incredible to think that we've been able, that we've got a horse that we can compete in these races, from a country stable like this at Warrnambool. I never never thought that it'd be possible. It's a really exciting, enjoyable ride. You know, this is springtime in Victoria is always so exciting, and for my for my team at home and staff, they're all on the journey as well. It's it's fantastic, and we're not far away. I mean, like I said, we're not we're in the field at the moment. We can get leapfrogged. There's a lot of things that can happen, but look, it's exciting. The anticipation of it all is really good fun.
Do you expect her to win today?
Yeah, I think with even luck, I do. I think she can. But funnier things have happened. Like she was odds on in the Adelaide Cup, and things didn't quite go to plan that day. At the end of the day, it is a horse race. But all I can say is that she's trotting out beautifully. She's eating up. She looks really, really well. She's fit. Everything that's within our control, I'm happy with. I think she's going to the race in great shape. And like I said, it is a horse race, but we're thinking that if things pan out, she should be going very close.
You got a few entered over the 2-day Cox Plate Carnival at the Valley. Who will you run over the weekend?
I'm not quite sure just yet. I think Princess Jenny will probably, she'll run in the mare's race over a mile. She's building towards a race like the Sandown Classic, but she's coming off a long layoff and an injury as well. So she's just going to probably need the run, but she'll be going around on Saturday.
And will you still be heading towards the Derby with Gundeck? What do you make of his run in the old Norman Robinson?
He was a fraction plain, I thought. Nothing really has come to light. He's come through the race okay. The ground was a little bit wet, and I think he's got such a big, long action. He'll be much better suited back to Flemington and back on top of the ground. I think he really suits big tracks. He's got a huge stride. So we're going to press on towards the Derby, and we might even look at a gear change with him as well. We might even see how he works in blinkers. He's he's a very laid-back colt. So, we're going to press on to the Derby with him.
Gee, a Derby runner and a Cup runner sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I can't. Usually I'm at somewhere like Avoca or somewhere like that one these days, so it's going to be great to be part of the action.
Simon, best of luck today, mate.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Simon Wild, the trainer there of the favourite, Charlie Rose, and you heard it as you'd expect, $1.80 favourite. He says he thinks she should be winning, barring bad luck. We'll take a quick break. Wonder what Patrick Payne thinks of that. He might have the main danger defibrillate. That's who we'll speak to next, and we'll also catch up with Mark Power from the Joseph O'Brien's.